Badger's last conversation with Captain had been filled with honesty and concern for Onka's future. And he knew that if the only way to save Onka from capture from the Tors required drastic action, then he must be prepared to carry out the ultimate sacrifice.
Badger? Badger, are you okay?
Yes. Thank you, Claudia. He narrowly missed me. But I had to do what I had to do.
Oh, thank heavens you're okay.
I thought that the Tors had killed you. Going in for an attack like that wasn't part of the plan. Captain won't be pleased.
They were determined to make sure Onkar was dead. I had to keep them away.
Well, it was still a pretty brave thing to do, buddy. If you had been injured, I would have killed them both.
I couldn't watch. I was so scared for you both.
Well, I'm so pleased this turned out all right. And well done, Claudia, for collecting all those blackberries for Badger's fake blood. It really did fool them.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Oh, here's Captain.
Jolly good show, everyone. Well done all round, what?
Well, thanks to your ingenious plan, the Tors have gone away thinking that Onkar is dead and won't return again.
Oh, teamwork, Badger, teamwork. Nothing could have been achieved without teamwork.
And friendship, sir?
Most certainly friendship. What? Well, as everyone looks beefy and dapper, I need to leave the party. Oh, Harry sends his regards to everyone, what? Toodle, Pip!
Oh, and yes, and the Bat Gang said to call by any time, Onkar.
I will. And what's more, I'm going to make sure that no harm ever comes to anyone living at Rutland Water. For I am the panther who now doesn't exist. I am the Rutland Panther.